Hello there and welcome to today's episode. I'm so excited to be with you today. It's another interesting episode with me, Medinat Oyedele. Welcome to Easy French. Bienvenue une fois de plus sur ce podcast avec moi, Medinat Oyedele. Je suis très très ravie de vous avoir ici aujourd'hui. Alors aujourd'hui, nous allons commencer avec des bonnes nouvelles. I have a great news today. Yes, great news because one of my listeners in the US dropped an amazing review for me and I can't just wait to share it with you. I will be right back after this review from Kate.
My name's Kat and I'll be traveling in the Ivory Coast shortly. And I had absolutely no experience in French. I speak Spanish, but just like doing a quick search on like Spotify, looking for a podcast taught by an African French speaker, there's almost nothing. It's really strange. So I was really glad that I was able to find Easy French by Medinat. It really helped kind of empower me to learn some easy phrases, hear the accent, and just kind of hear as she switches from English to French. Hear some tips, and also, you know, being that she's an educator, she just makes it so easy and like takes the stress away. It just really helps to hear that accent, and I'm really glad to find someone with some, you know, give me some also like cultural tips and things as well as I'm learning. So thank you so much. You've improved my French from zero to like 1,000.
So how did you see that? And you see, this is what I say when I say, when you listen to the podcast, please do well to leave a review. You can never tell. I might just feature you in one of my episodes. And hey, today, exactly today, 27th of January 2024, the podcast is doing 25,000 play across the globe. Thank you so much. This is exciting. This is rewarding to know that my little effort here from the corner of my country here is actually making great impact across the globe, currently covering over 200 countries in the world. I mean, thank you. Thank you. Merci infiniment. Merci beaucoup. Merci, merci, merci beaucoup. Okay, so we've done the greetings, right? So it's time to go into what we have today. And today we'll be looking at a very interesting topic. Remember that gradually on this podcast, we are moving from the beginner level gradually, and then we are at the intermediate level where at least you're expected to be building up your momentum gradually in speaking French. So today we are looking at demonstrative adjectives, les adjectives, demonstrative, and we're going to look at their types, then we'll look at how they use, and then I might drop some exercises in the note of this episode so that you can actually practice on your own. So we have demonstrative adjective in English also, when you talk about these and that, and then in English it's just straightforward like that, but in French there is this peculiarity about it. Okay, and the peculiarity is that the adjectives, okay, we have the singular, we have the plural, we have the feminine, we have the one that is used when a word is starting with a vowel, and then that differentiates each one and lets you know which one to use per time. Okay, so let's start with the adjective themselves. We have a singular, so if you're talking of the singular masculine, you're talking of ce and ce. Okay, I know that sounds like a repetition, but say, but just that this time around, there is one that is the first say I mentioned is one that is just ce, and then the second one is one that is cet. Okay, we're going to learn how to differentiate them. Then we have the feminine, which is the set. Set is spelled as C-E-T-T-E. And then we have the plural of the three that I mentioned earlier, which is C, and then that is just CES. All right, so let's break it down a little bit. CE, which is C, is actually used together with a masculine noun that start with a consonant. So if you have a masculine noun that start with a consonant and you want to say this or that, you're going to use C. And then if you have the CET, which is C also, it start is used actually with a noun, a masculine noun also, but that start with a vowel this time around, or start with an H or Y, because in most cases, because Y and H are actually silent consonants, they also take on the attribute of other vowels in French. So the third one, which is set, is used with a feminine noun that start with consonant or vowel. As long as the noun is actually a feminine noun, it starts with set. By now we know that in French there is no genderless. Like, it has to be masculine or feminine, it has to be le or la, it has to be, you know, okay, it there is no noun that stands in the middle. You have to pick one side, okay? So every noun that you will come across actually has a gender. It's actually, is either you're talking about a noun that is feminine or that is masculine. And then we have the plural, which is C, and that is CES, which is actually used together with masculine or feminine noun. But now we're talking about a noun that is in the plural. Okay, so it doesn't matter whether you start with the vowel or consonant, or whether you have masculine or feminine. Now we're talking about the plural. So the se, which is CES, is actually used for the plural of the other ones that were mentioned earlier. Now let's look at the usage of these demonstrative adjectives, right, and how you can use it in simple sentences. So let me take this example, which is aimes-tu cet endroit? Aimes-tu cet endroit? Do you like this spot? Like, do you like this place that we are in? Aimes-tu cet endroit? And the set that we use there is the CET. The reason why I'm hearing the T is because I'm doing what is called liaison there between the T and the EN. Okay, so, but I put the way it's written in the notes of the episode. So you have, aimes-tu cet endroit? Do you like this place? The second example I want to use is, j'en veux ce stylo. J'en veux ce stylo. J'en veux ce stylo. John wants this pen. John wants this pen. The third example I'm going to use is, Anne veut acheter cette mallette. I feel like using Kate. This is kind of doing a shout out to her today. I feel like using Kate. So Kate veut acheter cette mallette. Kate veut acheter cette mallette. Okay, so Kate wants to buy this mallette. And then we have the other one that has a plural. Je préfère ces chaussures. Je préfère ces chaussures. Je préfère ces chaussures. I prefer these shoes. I prefer these shoes. Okay, so remember that we said the same. I said is this that, and then you have say, which is the plural, and that's the plural of this and that. All right, so those are the few examples that I used there. Now let's see if we can actually pick up the usage of this demonstrative adjective if they are making allusion to someone, or if you're trying to talk about something. Okay, so let's try this example. J'ai visité Lagos et j'ai beaucoup aimé cette ville. J'ai visité Lagos et j'ai beaucoup aimé cette ville. Cette ville there, because ville is actually a city and is la, so la ville. So I visited Lagos. I love this city. Okay, then that is in a simple sentence or so, but like a combined sentence. And then you have this other example. Let me try this. Jacques a des problèmes. Je veux aider ce garçon. Jacques a des problèmes. Je veux aider ce garçon. James, okay, Jacques is James. James has a problem. I would like to help this boy, this guy. All right, so these are just simple examples that you can actually practice on your own. The most important thing is to know that we have demonstrative adjectives also in French, and then we have some simple expressions, and then the focus also is to identify the fact that there are no inanimate. Okay, you is either male or female, and because we have that, the demonstrative adjective also have to reflect the one that you use based on the gender of the noun that you're talking about. If you're starting with a vowel, if you're starting with a consonant, if it's singular, if it's plural, we will know. All right, so let me pick a few words here, like la mallette. What do you think la mallette is? Do well to let me know in the voice notes. In the voice notes, leave a question, but I will know those that are listening up to this point when I see the reply. Okay, so what do you think une mallette mean? Mallette is spelled as M-A-L-E-T-T-E. La mallette. So I will wait for your reply as I come back in another interesting episode. Do well to connect with me across the social media platform. My name is Metina at Oyedele on LinkedIn and on Facebook, on Instagram, Easy French with Metina, the same name for the podcast. And then if you want me to be your tutor to help you start this journey of learning French, do well to connect with me. If you send me a DM, I will be glad to reply. And then you can also send me an email at medina@oyedelebrand@gmail.com. I will leave that also in the voice and the note of this episode. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode because I did. Merci beaucoup, infiniment, et jusqu'à la prochaine fois. Au revoir et ciao ciao.